It's time for Carl to report the news in rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can go to the NPR shop, where you can pick up the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies 2007 Page a Day calendar, which is an actual item and not a Mark Foley joke.
Mm. No, I don't. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Every now and then, somebody will arise in Congress any day now and say, let's make sure we're all on the same page here.
That's hilarious.
Well, let's turn another page.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Stan Livengood from Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Fort Smith, Arkansas. Mm. What's going on down in Fort Smith, Stan?
Oh, well, we're finally seeing some cooler days. We had a real hot summer, and we're looking forward to the fall.
That's good. Mm. And what sort of exciting things do you do in the fall in Arkansas?
Well, sometimes take a drive around and see the mountains, but mostly I stay busy with my work.
That's good. That's good. What do you do?
I'm the music director for the First Presbyterian Church. Mm.
You know, I always feel slightly embarrassed when people involved with religion call up this show. But I'm glad you're out there.
Have you heard Roy's band, by any chance?
I'm afraid I haven't, but I'm going to have some grits on his behalf since I'm a fellow Southerner.
Oh, good for you, yeah. Fort Smith grits. Is that a good grits town? I never had grits in Fort Smith.
Well, I imagine they're sort of a national brand. They're good about anywhere.
Yeah, grits are grits, aren't they? Yeah. Okay.
Stan, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here's your first limerick.
England's school reform packed quite a punch, 'cause on lettuce we don't like too much. Don't serve fiber. Instead, bring chips, butter, and bread. We don't like the health-conscious
lunch.
Right. Authorities in British schools decided to ban typical British school lunches like the turkey twizzler, minuscule bits of meat processed with non-meat products and deep fried. But the problem is the kids are rebelling. They're not eating the healthy meals. Instead, they're buying things like French fry sandwiches called chip buddies before school, or they're actually buying black market hamburgers from local women who've been selling them through the school gates. Leading educators to realize you can take away their chicken nuggets, but you cannot take away their freedom.
They just need some grit.
Exactly. If only they had good Southern cooking.
There is a reason we lost the empire, you know.
All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Our fallout has several details, and this one leaves glowing slime trails. You'd better say no to Spain's escargot. The plutonium's altered our...
Snails.
Snails, yes. Mm. 40 years ago. I really need a cool horror movie voice for this, but I'll do my best. 40 years ago, an airplane crash caused 3 U.S. hydrogen bombs to fall in southeastern Spain. After a cleanup effort, officials thought all was well. But what they did not know was that the fallout had spawned a new breed of mutant radioactive snails. Intent, we think, on destruction and mayhem. Luckily, scientists discovered the radioactive snails this week, thwarting their plans for world domination and ending the yard-long trail of terror.
Ah. Wow. Escargot of mass destruction.
It would have the most interesting chase scenes, that movie, don't you think?
Yeah.
All right, very good, Aaron. Here's your last limerick.
Their troops do not want to get caught, and that five-leaf plant covers a lot. So we burn down the weed, but we might not succeed, 'cause we're high from the forest of...
That would be those 10-foot tall marijuana plants, the pot.
Yes, very good, Stan. Excellent. Who needs caves? Taliban militants in Afghanistan have a new hiding place, impenetrable forests of 10-foot-high marijuana plants. According to one Canadian defense official, the plants disrupt thermal tracking devices. The soldiers in the ground tried, yes, burning the fields down. And the next thing you know, the troops downwind were all sitting around playing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon over and over again.
Airdrops of Doritos everywhere.
Yeah. That's true. They tried burning the plants and, you know, it turned into a problem. One soldier said, quote, 3 years ago, before I joined the Army, I never thought I'd say that damn marijuana. Carl, how did Stan do in our quiz?
Stan had a perfect game. 3 correct answers. So, Stan, you win our prize.
Very well done, Stan.
Wonderful.